You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
Hey, how you doing?
What is up?
How's it going, people of the movie land?
Ha! The movie... I'm Sash.
My name is Ryan.
And you are watching and listening to the movie show.
She asked me to start the show.
You did a good job, Ryan. Good job. Yeah. Come on, let's all give Ryan a round of applause for starting that show. There we go. So we have officially come to an end with our Tim Burton marathon, right? No, we did not do all these movies, but we didn't want to do any more of these movies.
Just looking back at the Tim Burton marathon.
Oh, is that the Tim Burton marathon over there?
Looks good.
In the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so today we are doing... I actually am very excited about this film. It is a movie called Unsung Hero. Mm. And it's a very good movie. Like, it's... I just happened to watch it because... Oh, I know how I happened to watch it. Someone told my sister about it. Then she was like, let's watch it. And then, we started watching it. And I then went and finished it. I don't know if the rest of my family's finished it yet. Yeah.
This film is like a... true life drama, right?
Yeah. So it's based on a life. Yeah, it's based on a true life story. And if anything's based on a true life story, it's always going to be a drama because
dramatic.
Life is dramatic, you know?
Yes. Good story. Very and obviously, good. We know that the outcome is well because we know the band.
Yeah. So the I King actually. This is crazy. I'm going like years back now. So the band for King and Country, if you don't know that band, shame on you. No, I'm joking. Go listen to them. They're actually very, very
pretty
good.
Cool.
But I was introduced to the band because of Ryan's wife.
I was just about to say.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching this film because of my wife. Because she loves their music.
Yeah.
And I think not only because it's Christian and the vote that Joel and
Luke
are very cool.
Yo, they're good.
Like they actually work so well together.
Yo, they're very good.
But also if you like most of their soundtracks, you can put them in a movie.
Yeah, you could. Definitely.
They make very movie. And apparently... now that I'm thinking about it, they at some point in their music career, they were making soundtracks for movies. I don't know if it wasn't working out or something, and then they just started making. That's why, like every, if you've ever seen them live, they
I actually
very awesome.
I want to go to a Four King and Country concert. Like I would. The problem is they don't come to South Africa. I would give anything to go to a For King and Country concert because, oh my gosh, their concerts are insane.
They're so cinematic.
There's one, Ryan, So there's one concert, right? The stage is, it's empty. And next minute, out of the roof, a panel descends and lights are just going and there's a drummer. Then out of another...
I know which one you're talking about.
Do you know what? Have you seen that thing? Oh, my living soul. Then the guitarist comes. Then the bass guitarist comes.
That's what I'm saying.
I was just like, these guys are mad.
That's what I'm saying. It's so cinematic. Like their music, you can put it to like any track.
I think
like any moment.
Yeah. I think their concerts, though, are one of the best concerts to attend because it's so good. Mm.
And they usually have a stage like just... packed full of different instruments and
aren't they drummers as well?
Yeah,
because they often will do like drum. What's a duet? Is two people? What's three people?
It's more than that. There's the first concert. Well, the first concert that I saw on TV, a video that I saw, there was a lot more guys.
That normally the like two of them will
videos,
be playing drums.
The guys like got some other instrument.
Yeah,
and then in between there's doing something else.
No, you know what I'm talking about? They did, so they had a Christmas concert and they did the song Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
But then they were like,
yes.
I'm sure they were like three or four drummers all at once, like doing their thing. It was very cool.
Yeah, with the snare drum. The snare drum thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
I know, their music is... One of my favorite songs of theirs is a song called Unity. It came out... I don't know when it came out. One of my favorite song of theirs is a song called Unity. It came out, I don't think it was last year. I think it might have been the year before that. But yeah. And I remember, I think the first song I heard of theirs was Ceasefire. That was the first time. I think I was driving with you guys and Ryan's wife was playing it. And you know, Ceasefire was a cool song.
And some of their music videos are also...
Their music videos are so cool, but...
Brilliant.
So this is... The story is actually... If you haven't watched this movie, you need to go and watch this movie. Mm. So it's a story of a mother and a father, Australian. They have... at the time, they had 6 children and she was pregnant with the 7th. So the family in total is 7 kids.
Number of heaven.
There we go. And the father was basically involved with getting Christian music artists to come to Australia and tour. So that was his job. So he would get like the likes of Amy Grant. There was even a Christian, I didn't actually realize they were a Christian rock band, but they were a Christian rock band that he would get to come. But then there was a recession in Australia and a show that so they got Amy Grant to come out and it didn't sell. And he lost something like $250,000 or something like that. And the family, everything just didn't go well. He was then supposed to work with... So for those of you who know Carmen, he's actually passed away. Do you know Carmen? He's the one that did the... If you do not know Carmen, you do know Carmen. He did the what was it called? The Champion, where he in song form, it was a boxing match between Jesus and Satan.
Oh.
That's Carmen. Yes.
He also does like a lot of video illustration, stage play kind of.
Yeah, so when early in his career, he was supposed to work with David Smallbone was the dad's name, I think. I think his name was David.
Something Smallbone. Yeah.
And but then this is what I find horrible is apparently, and this is true life now. This is actually what happened. They don't show this in the movie, but this is what happened. So on tour in Australia, he then met a pastor. This being what's his name? Cameron.
Yes.
Yes.
I think so.
And the pastor then said to him, "Are you sure you want to work with David?" Because basically, it had this whole Amy Grant flop that had happened. And talked him out of working with David.
That's right.
And he actually bought tickets for the whole family to move to America. Yeah. But then he wanted to cancel the flights. And they actually said, we've literally sold all of our furniture, our house.
They
downscaled. Yeah. They didn't show this in the film, but they actually, before moving to Australia, they downscaled. They then sold everything. And they had taken the kids out of school. And they were like, you owe us these plane tickets. So they went to America and...
Nashville,
Tennessee.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, but what I loved about this movie was it showed how this family went through so much failure. Like, honestly, like they'd lost everything. Nothing was going well for them. Even when it looked like stuff had slightly turned around, it didn't. And yet the success that these people are today is insane. So 3 of the kids, you have Rebecca St. James, and she was the first to become because she was the oldest.
Yeah.
So she's a very famous Christian gospel singer. And then you have Luke and Joel, who started the band for King and Country. But all of the children, I don't know which one it is, but one of the brothers are involved in all of their music videos, which is why they have such good music videos.
Yeah.
And all of them, so the dad was the manager. They did lighting at the show. They were all involved in the concerts. In fact, Joel started out helping, which it makes so much sense. He did lighting and then he did stage design, which makes so much sense as to why their shows are so good, because it's not just this artist coming and singing. It's actually someone who's been involved from the very, very beginning.
Yeah. They've got a lot. They've got years
of experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, I think what makes them incredible is nothing was given to them on a silver platter. So they had to literally learn and work hard.
Forward.
Yes. Solve their way through the industry, which gives you an edge that other people don't have. Because when you have to problem solve and you have to do stuff with very little, it gives you a creativity that not a lot of people have. And I was watching an interview where the guy interviewing them was actually saying he's never met such hard workers, and not even in the Christian sense, in the industry
Everybody.
As a whole, they are the most creative, and I think it's personally because of what they went through.
Mm.
But it's a good movie. It's a very good movie.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Yeah. So to get into some of the details, Joel plays his father, David. So and he did a good job. He's also acted in a lot of other movies.
Yeah, that's right.
He did a movie where he had to help a girl get out of sex trafficking.
Yeah, I remember that.
What was that movie called? Huh?
Price.
Priceless. Oh, yes. And Priceless. They still have a song, Priceless. Yes, so this right. isn't the first time. So they also have a song, Unsung Hero, and they create, you know, the backstory behind that song. Apparently, so in 2020 with the COVID and all of that, they were like, well, we're not going to be able to do tours anymore, so we might as well do an album. And then one day, when they were in the studio, Luke said, why don't we write a song about our dad? And apparently Joel was like, nah. And then he was like, but why don't we write one about mom? And then that's how the song came about. Oh, cool. So it was a song written to their mom. And then the movie came out of out of that song. So this is actually, it's a beautiful tribute to their mom, who is seen as kind of the unsung hero within a family of people who have risen to fame.
Yeah.
And she was the glue that held them all together and... Yeah, inspired them and got them. And even in this film, I thought it was so cool how Burn the Ships, because that album Burn the Ships.
Yeah, that's right.
And how they brought that was really cool. So the story shows Rebecca's rise to fame, but also you can see how very heavily inspired the two boys were from their upbringing.
That's what I enjoyed about it, because, I mean, I've heard of their music and even played, watched some of their videos like over and over, because you watch and you're like, yeah, this is really cool.
Yeah.
Like the way that they do it. And then to see the backstory, like where they came from and that, so that, I mean, I don't know about you, but I was already connected to the characters already. I knew exactly, I was like, wow, sure, is this where they come from, you know?
Yeah. And what's cool about them also is they forward focus. Like these guys are, they really, so on Instagram a couple of, not a couple of days ago, on the 15th of October, Joel posted that he said for the first time in 12 years, we're coming off the road in 2025. We'll be focusing on creating something quite special. So he's saying hopefully an album and our next feature length film. So they're going into film. So he was just giving an update. But I was amazed. He not only produced this film, but he directed. Joel directed.
Yeah.
And then he acted. And it was, the cameos are pretty cool. So
I love the cameos. Yeah,
Rebecca, the oldest, she was the flight attendant.
Yeah.
Luke plays, I was shocked. I didn't pick it up, heavy. But I went back and watched it. I was like, oh my gosh, that is him. He was the heavy metal.
I'm sure he's used to the hair.
Yeah. He played the ride in the beginning. There was this Christian rock band that came to Australia, and he played one of the lead vocals. And then the youngest daughter
delivered herself.
Yeah, she was the nurse that delivered herself.
I was like, what? Imagine that. Hey, hello.
Like, oh, this is me, guys.
You're gonna do a good job.
And she's actually an actress. She is an actress, the youngest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's gone into acting. Yeah. Sure. And then on the last day of shooting, I thought this was so cool. So they shot, you know, the concert, Rebecca's concert at the end. They shot that on the last day. But after shooting that for King and Country, so Joel and Luke proceeded to put on a full concert for the extras and the crew.
Are you serious? Oh, wow.
Like, oh, man. Nasty. Yeah. And then... So there was a couple of cameos, and then Joel also co-wrote this. I think he's very heavy into film.
Yeah,
is very, him specifically.
But that's what I was saying. I remember hearing that they made soundtracks for movies.
Yeah. He's done a lot of jobs. One thing I respect about these guys is they're not afraid to work. Like, if they need to, and I think it's something their parents instilled in them, because, like, you see in the film how they were willing to clean houses and mow lawns and stuff like that. Yeah. And he was talking about how that at one point they were working for this guy who wrote books, I think, and he was prepared to, you know, bring the catering and, you know, they're willing to humble themselves and do whatever hard work is necessary. Yeah. And, I would really,
hard work
really
always love pays to go off.
Do it. It really does. Yeah.
Hard work always pays off.
It does. Hard work pays off.
Good hard work.
Good, yeah. So this was actually his screenwriting and directing debut, which is hence why future things are coming. One thing that's cool, though, is Lionsgate is involved. And Lionsgate is a very, very big production company. So the fact that they were involved, no. But the storyline, I think what caught me most was just... This movie, if you want an inspirational film...
I think a lot of people are going to want to watch this film. If they haven't watched it already, just because of the fact that it's related to the band.
Yeah, for King and Country.
Yeah, because King and Country is well known.
No, they're well known. I personally did not know about Rebecca before this movie. I think she was before my time. I don't know, but I actually haven't heard any of her songs. She's a very, very good singer. I knew her for King and Country, and I didn't realize they had so many brothers. I thought there were maybe three of them, because I knew about the other guy that was the other brother that was involved in like directing and stuff or films. But I didn't realize that there were seven of them. And yeah, it's a nice movie to watch. Yeah. And both, so Joel, well, I don't know about the other brothers, but I know Joel, so Joel's married to another artist. Yep. Her name's Mariah. She used to be known Mariah Peters. Now she's Mariah Smallbone.
Yeah, go Mariah.
Yeah, if anyone knows the song Brave, a lot of people know that song in the Christian. She made that song. And what's cool about the two of them is they actually, there's a music video from their wedding day. Yeah. I think it's her song. It's her song, right? Yeah. So she wrote a song, a love song, whatever. And they actually, the music
they
video
do like
to
a
that
duet
song.
In it, do they?
I think he is in it. Hey, yeah. Yes. So she features him, and then they actually took footage from their wedding day. And then Luke's also married to. She has sung though. She sang in one of their songs.
Yeah.
There was a song with all the, they got both of their wives like to sing with them.
Like that's a definite.
Yeah.
Like that's a given. If they haven't yet.
But I don't think she's not a, like Mariah's she was an artist probably before they met. Whereas I think Courtney, I don't think Courtney wants to be an artist.
You know, and I always thought, wait, he lives in Australia, she lives in America. They obviously met up. Wow, how do they do?
And when?
But
now you know.
Now I know they.
He was in. They moved to America.
Yeah. They're in the States.
One of the things that I actually loved. So I watched it because the mom's actually also so written a book. I think it's called Behind the Lights. But in the book, or in an interview for the book, she mentioned the fact that in Australia, literally every door closed on them. Like every door closed on them. And they had no other choice but to move forward. And what I loved about it was how they show you how, even though things got really bad for them, it was God pushing them in the right direction. And it's really just a story of like, for people who feel like life has hit them really hard and like given them a
break.
No, not a break. Where life has given them like serious lemons, like very, very, very sour lemons, how they were through God. It wasn't just, you know, a positive attitude. No, God's providence was working in and through their lives. And he really opened up doors and helped them. But yeah, she literally said every door was closed for them in Australia. So they had no other option but to move to America. And you see how God, it's kind of like a Joseph story.
I'm sure a couple of times they would have been in the States and they've been like, okay, Lord, you put us here, but now still every door is closing.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
Because they got stuck by customs.
Yeah.
Customs stopped them because there were so many people.
They wanted for a while.
They wanted to know why so many people were only coming for six months.
They kept them for like an hour or an hour and a half.
Then they first stayed with friends, I think in LA, before they to Nashville. Yeah. And on the train ride to Nashville, the train rode over a homeless person, and they had to wait for the coroner to come and get the body before they could and then when they got to Nashville, so the house that they moved into did not have furniture. That was accurate what they depicted in the film. I think it only had one mattress because apparently the homeowner felt bad because he knew that she was pregnant, and he felt bad that, you know, a pregnant lady was going to sleep on the floor. But she was stuffing the sheets with winter clothes that was stuff. Then also like the way people like came and helped and, you know, sent checks and, you know, bought furniture, like all of that actually happened.
Pretty cool.
It was, the acting was also very good. It didn't have that corny cheesy Christian film feel.
Yeah, we've spoken about it often where like the bad guy's smiling.
You're just like,
you just got the happy, you just got like a joy in his face. You're like, this guy's not gonna hurt me.
And actually another thing is the music was very good. And you know how I always say you can tell how good a film is, but with these two involved, obviously the music would be good.
Obviously it's gonna be
great. No, the music was,
they've been doing this. You know what I'm saying?
There's a song I quite like, so you can actually go and listen to the album. You know how they released the original soundtrack? And it's called, I think the song's called Crazy. It's I really like. Yeah, so it's a cool song.
Yeah.
It's a really cool song.
I like to look at at all the younger pictures of them, and you kind of try and spot out where's Luke and yes. Joel.
You can see Luke who's of the curly hair.
Yeah.
Even with this, I liked how they casted the kids, because Joel, he must have had blonde hair when
Joel's
he was younger.
Joel's also got this, wait, which is Joel?
Joel is the one that acted as the father.
Yes. With Joel, he's got a very distinct kind of facial and even his body, the way that his head sits on his shoulders. I don't know how to explain it, even with his jawline. And
yeah,
that.
No, Joel's jawline is solid.
And then Luke also.
So Luke's
his
hair.
From a mile away.
And he's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's tall. Luke's younger than Joel. Yes, but he's taller than him. I think.
Yeah.
I think he's taller than him.
Hopefully they'll show the photos again at some point. No?
That's the mom.
Yeah, there she is.
There's the mom. Yeah. But it looked like a nice set to be on as well.
Very cool. Must have been a lot of fun.
So.
And especially going down memory lane. Yes. Very cool.
Very, very good story. If you have not watched this movie, you need to watch this movie.
I'll go watch it.
You have to watch this movie.
Mm.
And then you need to put in the comments how many times you cried in the movie. Right, how many times did you cry in the movie?
No.
Nothing. No. Not even one tear.
No.
I don't believe Ryan.
Nope.
I believe Ryan.
I knew the outcome.
You knew the outcome.
I was just like, it's obviously, you're like, wow. And then that's it.
So we got Ryan to his nose to run. There we go.
No, I'm actually battling with a bit of a.
It's okay, Ryan. It's gonna be okay, Ryan.
I'm good.
Unsung hero. Go watch the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has been the movie show. Peace.
Cheers.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.